In Gaza today, for the second time in 4 weeks, Palestinians buried an assassinated leader of the Islamic group Hamas in a mass funeral. Israeli helicopters yesterday fired missiles at the car of Dr. Abdel Aziz Rantisi, killing him and two others. The killing drew swift condemnation and vows of revenge, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
An Israeli missile destroyed the car carrying Abdel Aziz Rantisi, the successor to Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. The paraplegic founder of Hamas was killed by Israel last month in an almost identical attack. Last night, his 56-year-old successor died in the operating room moments after crowds bore Rantisi's shrapnel-ridden body to a Gaza hospital. The funeral procession flooded the streets of Gaza with mourners jostling to touch Rantisi's bruised and lifeless face. For many Palestinians, there was disbelief that in the space of less than a month, Gaza was grieving the death of yet another of its leaders. Palestinian officials said they fear President Yasser Arafat may be next in Israel's sights. The armed wing of Hamas announced that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is now in theirs. Hamas also named a new leader in secret, in an attempt to avoid Israel's threat to wipe out Hamas and anyone Israel deems responsible for dispatching suicide bombers, which have been used to devastating effect against Israeli civilians. Just hours before Rantisi was killed, a suicide bomber at the main crossing into Gaza killed an Israeli border guard, the only such attack in Rantisi's short leadership. Sharon congratulated Israeli Defense Forces for the strike on Rantisi, but Britain denounced the killing as unlawful and unjustified. The United States called on all parties to act with maximum restraint and denied that the pro-Israeli tilt in foreign policy just announced had tacitly given the green light for the strike on Rantisi, as the Palestinian prime minister alleged. Even before the killing, Washington touched off fresh anger by agreeing this past week with Ariel Sharon's plan to allow Israel to keep Jewish settlements on the land Palestinians want for their future state. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.